So having listened to these words, the Christ Spirit is alive in me today. We take this time apart for prayer and for silent meditation. And so I invite you to relax and to breathe into this moment, to feel, to be present to the vibration and the harmony of pure being. As we hear the resonance and we feel the flow of vibration of energy, we know it is the flow of that which is the presence of God, that which is the essence of all creation, that which is universal oneness. And so on this beautiful Easter day, wherein we celebrate an awareness of that higher Christ consciousness that transcends the challenges and the difficulties that we find at that human level, at that personal, egoic self. We allow ourselves to be lifted up in the light of pure love that is the radiant flow of God within us. And so we open ourselves to that divine inflow, that healing blessing that is ever present as we allow our hearts to be open and receptive. We feel its activity moving in the places that feel separate, in the places that still experience perhaps a sense of hurt or anger or frustration, a sense of not being a part of a greater whole. And we know that the Easter message brings to us that higher awareness, that the divine flow of the energy of Godness is radiant beyond measure and shines with a bright light within every part of our being to dispel any darkness, any clouds, to lift us up into the light of recognition that we are part of a greater oneness, that we are divine in nature, and as we call upon that nature within us, we acknowledge that true message that Jesus discovered, that the presence of God is within all things, within each one of us. And as we lay hold of that wisdom and that awareness, and we live it forth in our lives, we become a light in this world, like the sun that rises on an Easter morn and every morning. We become a light in the world, carrying forth that greater message from the seed of wisdom that Jesus planted in his ministry here on earth. And so we celebrate this day that allows us to move into a quiet communion with a higher oneness. And so we breathe into a silence as we relax into God's living presence. And so having opened our hearts to allow the sun to shine within, we take this moment now to let that sun shine forth, to speak aloud the names of those people, places, or situations which we would especially bless at this time. Anne Curry, Isabel, Vicki, Evan. And through the mighty power of that spoken prayerful word that moves forth into the light of the universe and carries that highest intention, we know that God is at work for greatest good in and through all things. We celebrate this, we surround our prayer box in that light, and we say thank you, God, for the activity of your Spirit right here and right now, that allows our hearts and our minds to unite, to connect as one. For this we are grateful, we pray in your name and in the name of the Christ consciousness, beloved Yahweh. Amen.
I am holy, I am innocent, I am beautiful in God. I am pure, I am perfect, I am beautiful in God. I am innocent.